out. See, I turned out okay on the Holy Bible today, like a teacher's in the 12th grade. On my entrance essay, I just want to live, find a college.
Welcome back to The Download here on WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. My guest tonight is a rapper from the West Side. You may have seen him electrifying the Late Show with Stephen Colbert stage next to Chance the Rapper.
Hey, let's talk it. Woo, this is what the band. City's so damn great, I feel like Alexander. Wear your halo like a hat, that's like the latest fashion. I got angels all around me, they keep me surrounded.
Or on stage at the North Coast Music Festival. Wherever you've seen him, you remember him. His name is Saba, and he's a name to watch in Chicago hip-hop. His 2014 release, Comfort Zone, was given critical acclaim, and the earlier reference track, Angels, that was performed on Colbert, can be heard all over the radio here in Chicago, featuring Chance. And new music out today. Saba is 21 years old, grew up in Austin, and made his way up through the poetry scene here in Chicago, and he's my guest tonight on The Download. Saba, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
It's great to see you. Your music's great. Congratulations on the new music. It's interesting because the first thing I said is my guest tonight is a rapper from the West Side, because a lot of the rap scene here in Chicago focuses almost primarily on the South Side, at least the names that may, you know, become more mainstream. What's it like to be a rapper from the West Side?
I think it's awesome. It's interesting because Chicago is like really celebrated in hip-hop right now, but it's pretty much like a specific part of Chicago still. And I think one of my goals is to make a more like unified Chicago, or like just image of Chicago.
Yeah, why do you think that is? Why do you think it's only, I mean, it's obvious there's different sides of Chicago. Yeah. Why is it that it's a particular one pocket?
I wish I knew the answer. It would make my job like so much easier. but I think it is getting better. I think there are like acts, like there's a few guys from Save Money that are from the West Side. It's a few West Siders that are coming up, and I think now, like this year and like moving forward, I think the West Side will be a more celebrated place in Chicago. I think it's still, because it's not necessarily just rap music. It's like the entire West Side, like just as a side. Yeah, exactly.
Well, let's talk about your career, because you're 21 years old. You've already put music out that's critically acclaimed. I mean, not too many 21-year-olds I know that are up rapping on the stage at the Late Show on Stephen Colbert. but let's talk about your upbringing, because you grew up in Austin and you had a musical family.
Yeah. I was raised with my grandparents, but my dad does music and his dad does music and his brother does music. So it's like I've always been inspired by just watching my dad, and I've always been like exposed to music being a primary source of like your living. Like the people around me were trying to make a living off of music, so it was like I never really had that fear of, you know,
it wasn't new to you. You knew you were a kid in a studio.
So, yeah, basically. And I think I was always just intrigued by like being like 4 or 5 and being in a studio. It's like, I don't know how to use any of this equipment, but I know that the lights look cool. And so it's like I always wanted to get involved in it somehow. I never really knew what exactly I would end up doing. But I know, I think I was probably 7. My great-grandmother had a piano at her house, and we visited her, and I played Mary Had a Little Lamb, and she just offered to let me have the piano. So that was like my real start in music. And then after that, I started producing probably when I was like 9, and we just started like dubbing like cassettes at home. And since then, it's pretty much been both feet like in.
Your music is really, really sophisticated in the sense that it doesn't sound, you know, it doesn't sound unproduced. It's very polished. I mean, the 2014 record, Comfort Zone, I mean, it's radio ready. And a lot of that has to do with the production, obviously. Yeah. But the lyrics are really, they're sophisticated in the way that you're telling stories. Where does that come from for you? Because I did mention that you came up in the poetry scene here, but it seems like the lyrics are front forward for you, and they're trying to tell a story.
I think for me, the poetry influence is one of like the biggest reasons for that. Like I said, I was always in music, but it wasn't until I was maybe like 16 and 17 when I kind of started getting involved in the open mics and stuff like that, where I really felt this like obligation to like tell what my story is, and like being this like West Sider who, you know what I'm saying, like kind of was involved in all of these different things. But I think that just witnessing like the poetry scene for like the first time, it's like it's really personal. And all of these people are going up there sharing stories, and it's just really crazy to witness, especially so young, because sometimes the people that you're watching are even younger than you. So it was dope to just see people share their stories, and it inspired me to want to share mine.
And you hear so many people coming up,
really what it was,
through, you know, young Chicago authors and other places, and not just, you know, as a place to hone your craft as a poet or a lyricist, but also to make relationships. Because a lot of the rappers that are blowing up out of Chicago right now are from that area. I mean, Chance the Rapper specifically has come and continues to give back to the sort of poetry scene here in Chicago.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's crazy, like, to see where it's all going now. It's like being at UMedia, which was downtown Harold Washington Library. We used to all go to UMedia together or whatever. And to just see where everybody's career is kind of going toward now is kind of crazy to witness. But yeah, it all kind of started like meeting like-minded individuals, I guess, at a young age. And then from there, the constant belief and just working with people who you're fans of, like working with your friends. And seeing where that has kind of platformed now is like kind of crazy to just witness.
New music out today from Saba, a rapper from the west side of Chicago. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk more about the new music and also about what's next for you. Because it's not just about what you've done in the new music, but it's about growing and maturing. You're 21 years old. Really, go to YouTube and check out the Stephen Colbert performance of Angels. It's not just a performance. I mean, you guys take the whole stage. That's what I love about it. It's so fresh, especially for something on a late night talk show. We'll talk with Saba some more here after the break. Stay with us.
And now you vagabond. Funny they tagged along. Back when you had the dog, you knocked on heaven's door and asked them to spare change. They only sparing love. You probably run away. Everything's temporary.
Money's so temporary. And poor is so temporary. And new friends so temporary. And so is the cemetery. Money's so temporary. And poor is so temporary. And new friends so temporary. And so is the cemetery.
Everything is temporary. Who are you to judge me now? Even when I'm low and weary, I'll get up again somehow.
Welcome back to The Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. My guest tonight, Saba. Saba, new music today. Exciting? Is it feel?
So exciting. I dropped one song last year. So it's been pretty much me just on my computer making a bunch of music. So this is the first release. It's GPS is the name of the song.
All right.
And it drops today.
Well, let's listen to a little bit of it.
Who can make you forget that we're all as famished? They owe me like the new kid. This my college campus. Ooh, all these women want me like my name was Channing. Tatum, I don't even take them. Y'all can all still have them. Like I got my own. Pre-kill man still up on board. Second old fan talking about they bored. Second be broke talking like they own. Really care what I'ma say though. They changed their self for compensation. Last year I just had to lay low. Now pass the torch like hot potato. Cause I'm on it, take the green line out west to Austin. Drop the best project since the chronic. Like a nerd freshman, how I'm locked in, I been off that W, then I don't rematch. Primo, I don't relax. Hey, go ahead, pay this back, sad.
Talk about how this music, GPS, and the music you're producing now differs from what you were doing just a year ago or 2 years ago in 2014.
I think with the release of Comfort Zone, I guess it dropped in 2014, but a lot of those songs were recorded way before then, like
really?
2012. Some were like kind of conceptualized even before that. So it was like a very young.
You're 18 years old at that.
Yeah.
Jeez, yeah.
A lot of the songs, I'm like 18, maybe 19 on some of them. So I think now it's like you get to really hear the, I guess, like a more mature Saba.
What is a more mature Saba?
I think one thing that I've been really trying to focus on is just the recording artistry. I think with Comfort Zone and a lot of my like past projects and stuff, I always knew that I had like a talent. I think the music is good. I think the raps are like, you know, I like to think it's exceptional like stuff. But I think for me, it's like trying to really capture the right takes and the right energy on the songs. Like sometimes I'll record a song and then I'll perform it and it'll be just like a complete two different experiences. So I think Comfort Zone was like a learning process. And I think now it's like a more like refined, you know, we did a lot of fine tuning.
Well, let me ask you, because it's 2016, for you to move forward and to think of your career at 21 years old as, you know, it's still brand new. I mean, even though we're talking about stuff that you recorded and produced in 2012, 2013, when you're 18 years old, where do you see yourself going? What are the goals for Saba? I mean, is it you're part of this unbelievable independent movement here in Chicago, where it's one of the things that I think people are going to look back on the generation of rappers that are happening, hip-hop right now, and see that it's changed the way music is produced in general. What do you see as a long-term goal for you in your career?
Honestly, I want that exact sentence that you just said to be a part of like what it is that I do and help inspire other people to do. Not necessarily just telling everybody, hey, stay independent or stuff like that, but just allowing people to kind of believe in themselves and push themselves forward without necessarily just spending their careers waiting for that extra hand. Because it's like now it's like, you know, you have the studio, you have the internet. It's like you have the tools to build a solid fan base and a solid source of income, I feel like, early on. So now it's like it's a completely different ball game. I feel like it's a very diverse Chicago rap scene right now. And I'm honored to be talked about, I think, as much as I am. And I think from here on out, it's like just a matter of kind of just taking it a step further.
Well, let me ask you about your lyrics, because, you know, there was a lot of social justice and a feel to the stuff that you had in Comfort Zone. There was, you know, you were rapping about your life. You were talking about some of the issues that were happening on the west side of Chicago. Do you see yourself being a writer in that regard as you move forward? Do you see yourself continuing that legacy or to tell people about where you're from and some of the issues that are happening in those communities?
I think for me, it's just observation. It's a matter of observation, and it's like you can see when something is wrong, and it's like this is not how this is supposed to be. So it's, I don't know, I'm hoping it just, I guess, like inspire some other, like how we were talking about, like there aren't many like West Side, not just musicians, but just West
just
Side.
Spokespeople.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So I don't know who will be the person who kind of brings like that side of the city to light. But if I could have something to do with it, or maybe inspire the person who does, like that would be, you know what I'm saying, like a goal of mine.
Well, I'm always interested because you see this a lot in mainstream rap where you'll have somebody who comes up through the ranks, who's hungry, who's observational about where they came from, and maybe they're telling a story or they're telling their story.
Yeah.
And then they get further along, and I think, you know, I think you're seeing a little bit with Kanye West is a great example, and you know, a genius in my mind. But now his raps are about Nike and Adidas, you know, like they're not about, you know, working at the Ford City Mall. And and the question, you know, for you as a young rapper who's, you know, you're starting to see some success, here comes some new music, you've already shared the stage at the Late Show and Colbert. Do you think about that kind of stuff? If your work is observational, that, you know, like in 15 years, you can be like, I didn't say sparkling water, I said regular water.
I don't know. I think...
How do you keep real, I guess, is the question, as you get more and more people around you and your experiences change?
With making art in general, it's a challenging thing to kind of grow in art, because once you're known for something, that's what you're expected to do. When I feel like really art is a reflection of, you know, yourself. So as your surroundings change, it's only natural that your art changes. But I think the your core beliefs should still, should still, you know, come through on the song. Like if you were seeking to inspire these people in the beginning, it's 15 years later. Maybe they're inspired by now. Maybe you need something else to rap about, inspire a new group of people or something like that. So I don't really know. It's kind of hard to say, you know, especially being 21 and kind of winging it so far.
Well, here's a question for you. I mean, you are moving into a different arena where, you know, you are inspiring younger hip hop artists because of your success. You know, like you said, I mean, having the being featured on a Chance song and working with more audience and people around you to see you, there's a 14-year-old kid on the West Side who's like, hey, I want to do what Saba did. Do you see that? I mean, you're 21 years old. It's hard to say. I mean, because you're still on your way up. But do you recognize that, you know, because of your situation, of only not a lot of rappers from the West Side that you could be inspiring to people who might be coming up?
I recognize it. I get it every now and then. But I think what's important is because, like, it's still so early. It's still very early. And that's what I try to tell them. Like, it's like I haven't done anything yet compared to where our goals really are and what we really want to do. It's like we haven't even really got our foot in the door compared to how we want our foot in the door. So it's like, do better than me, do way better than me, do, like, you know what I'm saying, like, surpass this by a lot. And I think that's the real kind of
how do you get there. I mean, I'm fascinated by this because, I mean, is it going to be just touring? I mean, is the idea now that you've produced this music and this music continues to get a critical acclaim, attention? I mean, is the way that Saba moves to the next level where, you know, iTunes is putting you on the front page saying you got to get this new track and you're on the freshman list and things like that? I mean, is that the kind of thing that happens by you just going town to town and hustling?
I don't really know. Rap, or I guess music in general, is so weird because there's no real success indicator. Like, it's like with all of these other, like, fields, it's like, you do this, you get a promotion. You do this, you're the manager now. You know, you move up in the ranks a certain way. But in, like, music, it's like, you can be in the top 10 on iTunes and nobody has ever heard of you. Like, that is a possibility now. It's crazy, like, because a lot of us are, we know how we envision the future, and we have no idea how to make it happen, but we just know that it will happen. So it's like we're taking, like, this blind, like, just walk, like, with nothing but faith in, like, our craft and that people will like this. And it's such a, like, crazy idea sometimes. It's like we're recording these records, which Comfort Zone was recorded in my basement, and then we're putting it out and hoping for the best.
Let me end here. Let me ask you one last question. I mean, we've talked a lot about the West Side, but for you, what does it mean to you to be Chicago's Saba?
Oh, man, Chicago Saba. I think that's that's one of, like, the underlying just messages of every song I've probably ever recorded. Especially going out of town now and being, you know, blessed with the opportunity to tour a little bit more. They embrace me as Chicago Saba. So it's only right that when I come home, it's the same embrace as Chicago Saba. I think it's been probably hands down the most important piece in the music that I've recorded so far. Just that Chicago story and telling it like it is has gotten me this far. So I don't see it, you know, changing anytime soon.
Saba's new music out today, the track GPS. You can check out his other work, Comfort Zone. And you got any shows coming up?
Not in Chicago.
See, you got to hustle. You give us the list of all the strange shows you're going to have coming up here in North Carolina, Alabama, all the way down, right? Saba, thanks for being here, and it was a pleasure. And continued success, and I hope you come back.
All right, thanks for having me, man. Same to you.